Welcome to Human Design for Educators, a soul-nourishing podcast for teachers and educational leaders who desire transformative personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Teresa Pembroke, a former senior experienced teacher and leader of over 20 years and the founder and visionary of the Inspired Teacher Co. Through my years of experience of the job, the system, and the industry, I have come to realize there is a huge gap, something that was missing. This is where education and human design meet. Human design is the missing piece. So buckle in, because I'm going to be sharing with you a new way of doing things by guiding you to uncover your unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment, offering intuitive insights and actionable strategies, all designed to optimize your impact and illuminate your path. For too long, teachers have been initiated into a one-size-fits-all system. At our core, we know we are all different, yet we continue to act like there is only one way to teach, one way to be in the system. With record amounts of teachers leaving the industry on the daily and those left behind feeling overworked, overwhelmed, anxious, and burnt out, there must be a better way. Teachers, I see you, I feel you, and I've been you. It's time to do things differently and redefine what it truly means to be a well-resourced teacher. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's time to do things your way instead of the way. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Human Design for Educators. Thank you so very much for being here and for taking the time to listen in. I greatly appreciate it. Over the next few episodes, we are going to be covering off two elements of human design that really go hand in hand, and that is signature and also the not self of each energy type. Now, these two elements or aspects of human design also fit really nicely with A, obviously your energy type, which we covered in episodes 6 to 10, but also B, your strategy, which we covered in episodes 11 to 15. So really, to give you a bit of a summary here, we have our energy type, and our energy type has a strategy, so how to best work with our energy type, but each energy type also has a signature and not self. And our signature is like a sign or signal that we feel when we are fully in alignment and working with our energy type. And similarly, our not self is the sign or signal we will feel when we are not in flow, when we are feeling like we are swimming against the current, and when we are working out of alignment with our energy type. Now, just like in teaching and in life, there is great duality with these feelings. It's not one or the other. It's possible to feel that you are in flow and feeling your signature feeling in one or some areas of your life, and at the same time, the not self feeling in another area or areas of your life. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the generator and many gen signature and not self. So let's dive in. The signature of generators and many gens is satisfaction. For generators and many gens, satisfaction is the feeling of being lit up by life. The feeling you get when something is pleasing to you, that brings you joy, that is how you will know you are aligned with your generator or many gen energy type. And for generators and many gens, it really is as simple as pleasure. The more you are doing what you love from a place of response, remember, which is your strategy to respond, the more you will bring that signature of satisfaction out to play. Now, when we take this back to simply being about pleasure, this could be anything from an enjoyable coffee in the morning, to an exciting project that you might be involved in, to a gym session that makes you feel really invigorated, to time with your family. It can be anything. And it is really about stringing these moments together to lead to this feeling of satisfaction and contentment. So if we apply the education lens to this, it's about our generators and many gens ensuring that if there are tasks you are not enjoying, or inherent parts of your role that you don't love but can't avoid, or you might not even be enjoying teaching or leading at all at the moment, you can see how starting to pay attention to and being clever about curating your day to include things that do bring that pleasure so that you do build that bridge back to satisfaction is so important. You have that opportunity to potentially offset some of what you don't like with what you do. Now, as generators and many gens do have access to that beautiful, consistent doing energy, I also wanted to have a quick conversation around volume versus enjoyment. We all know about those huge teacher to-do lists and all of the demands and pressures that come with teaching. And there is sometimes a real conditioning around satisfaction coming from how much you can tick off your list. So the volume of what you've been able to do or achieve versus how much you actually enjoy doing them. And there can be a real entanglement for generators and many gens that can come with work and your output. So that is something just to be mindful of. Are you seeking satisfaction from how much you accomplish rather than how much you actually enjoy those activities? And you can, of course, apply this to our generator and many gen children too. How many times have you had a child come to you and say, "Look at all of this that I have done"? And they're really referring to in that moment the volume of what they have done and looking for that praise for that. And again, because somewhere down the line, they have been praised for the amount of work. But really, our feedback should be, "Wow." And then asking, "But did you enjoy doing that?" Or, "What were the parts of this task that you really enjoyed?" And helping shift and shape our generator and many gen children's perspective from volume to enjoyment. Hey teacher, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to jump in for a brief moment to let you know that I have created a free human design chart that will help you understand, connect with, and reflect on all of the information I am sharing with you on this podcast. It's going to give you a personalized overview of how you can optimize your role in the classroom and educational setting. Your human design chart will help you to enhance your teaching effectiveness, elevate your leadership, and nurture your personal well-being and resilience. And I also have a little secret to share with you. Your chart isn't just relevant to your role as a teacher, it is also a deeply supportive tool for all aspects of your life. The best way to use this tool is to download your human design chart, take a screenshot of it on your phone and have it handy so that you can refer to it and play along as each episode drops. Get my free guide by DMing me the word chart over on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co, and I will send the link straight to you. I'll also pop the link to the free guide into the show notes for you. Now, back to today's episode. Generators and many gens, not self, is frustration, which can feel like that very stagnant energy. The feeling of being stuck and not being able to move things forward even if you try. Frustration can turn up in the very literal sense of the word, but it might also appear as irritation, feeling stuck, feeling uninspired, that real like meh or feeling like blah, or even feelings of incapability. These feelings are your signposts showing you that something is out of alignment. And what I would say is a very natural reaction for a lot of people when they feel like this is the feeling that it is them or something is wrong with them. But instead, I would challenge you to view it simply as a feeling and sign that it is trying to let you know that something needs to be tweaked or changed. Take the time to reflect and zoom out and reassess. And again, if we are applying this to our classrooms too, think about how frustration presents itself in your generator and many gen students. "I'm so bored. I'm so over this. This is not going the way I thought it would go. I'm being forced to do this and I don't want to. I'm being pulled in all of these different directions." How do we build back that bridge to joy, excitement, and ultimately to satisfaction for these children in our classes? Or are we just keeping on with the curriculum, our programs, and our lessons because we are made to feel like we have to? It's all really powerful things to reflect upon. Another source of frustration for the many gen is when you act too quickly and skip an essential step of something that you are working on or doing, and then having to loop back later to complete it. And I have to smile here because a few of the human design readings that I've done with teachers or educational leaders, or even teacher business owners who are many gens, when I've brought this up with them, they have all been like, yep, I freaking hate when that happens. It's so frustrating. Many gens do have such a profound ability to move fast and also to identify steps that are obsolete. But if you are a many gen and you do notice that this is happening, slowing down just the tiniest bit, honoring the process through your response and allowing it to unfold could be really helpful here. And again, the same guidance can be given to our many gen children. The amount of times, particularly when teaching older children, that someone has rushed out with their work only for me to say, oh, you missed a whole step, which means you have arrived at the wrong answer, was most likely a many gen child who could see that they could move quickly, but just went a tiny bit too fast. I've also had children bring me work and I've looked at it and said, you missed a bit, but you actually arrived at the right answer. And when I've asked, how did you do that? They've been able to articulate the steps that they took to get there. Again, probably a many gen. So my beautiful generator and many gens listening in, I do hope that today's episode has been able to provide you with a little more insight into your very special and unique way of knowing how to identify if you are in flow and working with your energy type, and how to identify when you are not. And if you are not a generator or many gen, I hope this episode has created more awareness for you around understanding your generator and many gen friends. Remember, there is no right or wrong, good or bad in human design, only what is correct for you, and that changes from person to person, regardless of whether in this instance you are both generators or many gens. It's that connection piece back to you and how you have experienced and seen evidence of all of this in your own life. And with that, we have come to the end of our time together today. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. As always, if you would like to message me or if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me via DM on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. I will see you in the very next episode. Have a beautiful morning, afternoon, or evening whenever you are listening to this. Bye for now. Well, that's it for now. Thank you so very much for tuning into today's episode. I love connecting with people and talking everything human design and education. So if you would like to keep this conversation going, or if you have any questions about today's topic, I'd love for you to connect with me on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. And if you found this episode helpful, please do share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at The Inspired Teacher Co. I'd love to hear back from you, and this will also help spread the word about this show so that it can help more teachers just like you use the power of human design to uncover their own unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment. All right, beautiful teacher, I appreciate you being here, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.